The rates will be quoted, say suppose spot US $1 is equal to Indian rupee 80.85 to 80.95, and the 3 months forward rates are 1 month, say 17 to 20, 2 months, say 30 to 40, and 3 months, 44 to 52. As we see, as the duration increases, the forward margin also increases because of various factors that is going to impact on the currency. So the 3 months bid rate will be INR 80.29, which means we saw the buy rate 80.85, plus we add the 3 months forward differential, which is 0.44, which makes it to 81.29. Same way, the offer rate will be 81.47. How do we take that? We take the offer rate 80.95, we add the 3 months forward differential, that is 0.52, which makes us the offer rate equivalent to Indian rupee 81.47. So this is the simplest way in arriving at the forward rate based on the spot rate and the margins or the forward differentials that we already have it in place as quoted by the bank. What happens in case of direct rates? If the forward rates is less than the spot rate, the base currency has a discount. Same way, if the forward rate and the spot rate is the same, the base currency is at par. And when the forward rate is more than the spot rate, the base currency is at a premium. This we have already discussed in the previous slides, the scenarios under which the forward rate would be at par, at premium, or at a discount. Now let's look at some guidelines on the application of the forward margins in case of an indirect rate. Selling rates for sales to the customers when it is at premium. Number one, quote maximum premium. Number two, deduct higher premium from the spot rates. And number three, sell low to make it very dear to the customer. In case of a discount, number one, quote minimum premium. Number two, add lower discount to the spot rates. And number three, sell how to make it less cheap to the customer. So these are the basic guidelines in case of the both the premium and the discount, specifically when the selling rates for the sales to the customers are to be quoted. Now let's look at the buying rates also. Buying rates for purchase from the customer. When it is at premium, number one, quote minimum premium. Number two, deduct lower premium from the spot rates. And number three, buy high to make it less dear to the bank. In case of a discount, number one, quote maximum discount. Number two, add higher discount spot rates. Number three, buy high to make it cheap for the bank. So these are the basic rules, especially for sales and buying of currencies. Now, there is another important concept to be understood in this chapter is the forward cross rates. We have seen the cross rates in the previous chapter, but when we talk in terms of the forward cross rates, one specific adjustment should be made. In calculating, cash should be taken to ensure that they are adjusted for the forward differentials before crossing the currency. The crossing can happen only when there is an adjustment made for the forward differentials. Forward cross rates are calculated in the same way as the spot cross rates, except one should keep in mind that the adjustment of the forward differential before crossing of the currencies has to be made. Now, how are the forward rates quotations seen? We have a beautiful example quoted as it is on the basis of pound and US dollar. So the forward rates in an international market are quoted as a difference between the forward and the spot rate. A typical example, specifically a quotation on the London Exchange closing on say Jan of 17 any year. Specifically when we have the two currencies, two-way quote, the pound as well as the US dollar spot, say 1.7823 to 1.7833. The 1 month forward rate differential is 0.12 to 0.09, 3 months 0.5 to 0.55, 6 months 1.30 to 1.25. Generally, period more than 6 months are not seen for regularly because the forward rates are not generally predicted for a longer term. However, the more popular terms are 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, and beyond that, we may have some specific cases, but not as popular as this smaller period forward rates. There is another important concept which has to be learned, and that is the outright forward rates. What is an outright forward rate? An outright forward rate is one where the forward rate is quoted directly. Margin is incorporated in the spot rate, and for the customer's quotations, the outright forward rates are quoted. So there is no confusion, there is absolute clarity. The outright forward rates give a precise rate so that one understands the two elements, the relevant spot rate and the relevant forward margin. So both together bring out an outright forward rate. So while quoting the bank's forward quotations, we can have two scenarios, specifically for forward sales, when the currency is at premium, quote the highest premium, when the currency is at a discount, quote the least discount. When it's for forward purchase, when the currency is at a premium, quote least premium, when the currency is at a discount, quote the highest discount. One has to know this, very important for direct quotation. The opposite holds good. That is, let us see first the direct indirect rate. For indirect rate quotation, add the discount and subtract the premium to from the spot rate to arrive at the outright forward rates. And for direct quotation, it is the opposite holds good. That is, add the premium and subtract the discount to from the spot rate to arrive at the forward rate. So this is a standard formula for quoting the bank's forward quotations, specifically for the forward sales as well as for the forward purchases, especially when the currency is at a premium or when the currency is at a discount. Now let's understand this with a specific illustrations. This is based on an indirect rate. A bank's buying rate is at the market selling rate. To sell to the customer, the bank would buy the dollars at a market selling rate. Suppose the market spot selling rate is US$1 equivalent to £1 equivalent to $1.7823. You add or deduct. In this case, you deduct premium for 1 month, that is 0.0012, and that gives you the outright forward rate of 1.7811. Another example, let us assume sterling pound in New York. This is an illustration of a direct forward fixed rate delivery quotation, and you have a quote of say £1 is equal to US$ is equal to 1.7865 to 1.7878. 1 month forward is 0.07 to 0.06. Here it is at the discount. Same way, 3 months forward, 0.45 to 0.43. Once again, as a discount. So if we have to calculate 1 month outright forward selling rate for dollar quoted to customer, it would be the market spot selling rate for dollars 1.7865, deducted discount 0.0007, you arrive at 1.785. In case of this scenario, the principle applied is buy low and sell high. There is another guidelines helpful for the application of forward margins, specifically when the rates are selling rates and the buying rates. Let's first consider when the rates are selling rates to the customer. If it is in the premium, deduct the maximum premium for the longest period. If it has a discount, add minimum discount for the shortest period. In case of buying rates from the customer, it's a premium, then deduct the minimum premium for the shortest period. If it has a discount, then add the maximum discount for the longest period. So these are the basic guidelines, both in case of a premium as well as a discount. Now we enter into a very important territory into these forward rates, that's a value date, which is in case of both the spot and the forward rates, and we'll see different scenarios and what would be the value dates under such scenarios. A foreign exchange transaction involves the exchange of two currencies by two parties involved. One party would receive rupees in India, whereas the other party pays out of US$ in the United States. The date on which the transaction takes place is known as the value date. Now, one important point one needs to note is, specifically foreign exchange transactions are involved between two different parties staying in two different countries, two different time zones, and hence the transfer of money or the transfer of foreign currency might happen at different locations during different time zones. And the question might arise as to a particular transfer has happened on a particular day or not. And to understand these scenarios, we use the concept called value date. The principle of valuer compensi or compensated value expects the exchange to take place at the same time. However, there will be different scenarios, and for that reason we have certain rules to follow. It is not possible for this to happen at the same time because of the time differences, and therefore is expected the exchange must take place on the same day, and that's where the need of a value date is required. Currency has a time value. As the currency has a time value, the exchange has to take place on a working day in both the centers where the money transferred are to take place. If either of the two centers has a holiday on a particular day, a proper value will not be there, and hence there has to be certain established rules to understand what would be the value date under such scenarios. Now, to clarify this confusions, we have certain standard terms for value dates which gives clarification and helps us to understand the precise value dates under different scenarios. The first one is the ready or cash. The ready for ready or cash simply means a value date is on that date, that is today. In case of tomorrow or Tom, the value date is on the next working day, that is tomorrow. In the spot transaction which we have seen before, a value date is two clear working days. So when we say spot, it is two clear working days. When it say ready, the value date is on the same day. In case of tomorrow, the value date on the next day. So today, tomorrow, and 2 day clear working days. This clearly differentiates between the ready, tomorrow, and the spot. If a spot transaction takes place on a Monday, the exchange will take place on Wednesday, which is two clear working days. Assuming Tuesday and Wednesday are both working days. We'll look into the scenarios when there happens to be a holiday or when there happens to be a day on which the month may not end as such. So now let us take example of a forward transaction. In a forward transaction, the value date is any day beyond the spot. We have seen the basic meaning of forward is something beyond spot, and hence the value date is any date beyond the spot. The value date of a 1 month forward transaction will be on the date in the next month corresponding to the spot value date. The value date of a transaction done on July 1 would be August 3, which is the spot date is after 2 working days, and thus the value date is 1 month plus 2 days. If the value date is a holiday, now this is something very important to note, then the next working day will be the value date. If in the above example, the August 3rd is a Sunday, the value date would be August 4th, since Sunday is not calculated as a working day. If, however, this results in the change of the month, the preceding working day would be the value date. And this is because the rule of no change in the month applies always. And hence, this specific rules related to value date has to be considered. Another scenario, when we talk about no change in the month, the no change in the month applies in situations where the month in question does not have a date corresponding to the spot rate. For example, if the transaction is set down on January 28th, the spot rate for 1 month forward would be February 30th, but February 30 doesn't exist. What is 1 month plus 2 days? As there is no such date of February 13th, the value date would be February 28th. So if February 28th is a holiday or a Saturday, most of the countries Saturday is a holiday, in such scenarios there is no foreign exchange transaction between banks, the value date would be February 27th. So this specific aspect as to what would be the value date specifically when the month ends, or there is a date where is the month end cannot be considered, or if the value date falls on a Sunday or a holiday or a Saturday, which is there is no transaction happening. In such scenarios, no change in the month rule applies, and based on this particular example helps us to understand what would be the value date. If a spot date is the last date of the month, the value date will be the last date of the following month. If in a transaction of spot is say February 28, the transaction done on February 26, the 1 month forward value date will be March 31 and not March 28, because the rule says date of month end. So the last date of the following month will not correlate with the date of the transaction, but would be the last day of the month. And in this scenario, it would be the forward value date of March 31st and not March 28th. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter on forward rates. Foreign exchange transactions are normally quoted at a spot rate. That is, delivery after 2 clear working days. The forward rate is determined by the demand and supply of particular currency, the interest rate differentials, the appreciation and depreciation of the currencies, and various other factors like the mood of the market, the sentiments of the market based on the economic expectations and various other factors. These factors determine whether the currency is in question at a premium or a discount, and it may be at par also, and that gives us a very good understanding of what forward rate is about. In the next chapters, we are going to take this more further by understanding the forward contracts and the FRAs. So that will bring in more clarity about the forward rates and forward transactions, the forward agreements into foreign exchange. Thank you very much.